Producer, could you bring us up on the screens?
It's a podcast, not a cast pod. Hey, Rage, every day she'll make you say, oh my God.
Oh my God.
She got the scoop.
Sing it to me, Paul. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Hey. Whoa, I was off. Ooh. Hey, where is it?
How are you even off? You can't even be off. Are you kidding? Hey. You're so fabulous. Welcome to Wednesday. It's our Friday. That's why we drink on the show. Cheers. We're drinking
darling.
Fabulous rosé. Paul Wharton's here. I'm Sarah Fraser. AJ is in house. She's our producer. Our digital content provider today is Shannon. She's fabulous.
Wow.
What's going on?
We got a crew.
Oh, my God. Honey, we're like fully staffed.
This
show is on fire.
This is a whole situation.
Oh, my God. All thanks to you guys watching.
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, love.
Hi, darling.
How are you?
Hey, girl. I'm here. I'm hanging in.
Why? What's wrong? That sounded like down.
No, I mean, I feel fabulous. I'm just happy I woke up this morning. Do you ever get up in the morning and you're like, another day? Oh, my stuff works. My fingers work. My toes work.
Yes.
I'm thankful.
Oh, my God. I'm always just so grateful for my health, right?
Yeah.
If you have your health, you've got everything.
You
everything.
Really do.
As long as you have, your mental faculties, your body, all things are possible.
Absolutely.
That's all
so,
you
yeah,
need.
Today is a good day.
Today is a good day.
Yeah.
Well, we have so much to talk about on the show.
I
you
can't
want
wait to talk to you.
An update on Dan's weight?
I do. I'm obsessed with it.
You are?
I can't believe that he's down to 170 pounds. I mean, that's like.
Oh, he's like a little waif. Like a little, I don't know. What do you call somebody? I guess they're a twink, right?
You know, he seemed kind of like a big guy to me when I first met him.
Oh, yeah. He used to be. And when I actually first met him 5 years ago, he was 210 pounds.
Wow.
So, but now he's down 170.
40 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a lot.
Oh, all his little bones pop out the side and everything and his collarbones. And I just love to. I don't know. There's something about
howdy face. I want my bones to stick out without having to have surgery. hey, doctor, make that bone stick out right there.
Okay, Kanye, do not get lipo.
Oh, Jesus. He ruined it for all of us, huh?
Yes.
Ugh.
I know. Poor guy.
Hey, I'm thinking about doing the cool sculpting, though. Maybe if
What's
I don't
that?
Do the
What's
lipo.
The
lipo is too major. Maybe. But the cool sculpting is basically this machine that freezes the lipids of your fat.
Okay.
And then it just kind of melts away.
Ooh.
It gets frozen off.
All right. Well, that one doesn't sound that bad.
Not so bad.
Do they numb
but
you?
What if
Do
they
numb
hit
you?
What if they accidentally freeze your kidneys or something? That's a concern.
I don't know. Yeah.
Slight concern. Hopefully, we'll be able to work through it.
How about you just embrace your roles? Let's just get them out there. You and I'll just put them on the table.
Jesus Christ. I don't know.
I'll put mine out there. I don't even mind. Look, we got to talk Met Gala. You were reviewing it yesterday on Fox 5,
mm-hmm.
where you contribute here in D.C. But I want to know, a lot of people blasting Met Gala for being sacrilegious. A lot of Christian people feel like the only church that would allow this and people don't sort of revolt is the Catholic Church. So I want to see if you think some of the outfits were sacrilegious. I mean, I do have to say, I don't think anyone gives a shit anymore about respecting religion. Not that, I'm on board.
But
I thought
religion
it was great.
Can't be a theme without people being mad at the way people represented that. Heavenly bodies, fashion in the Catholic Church. How faith influences fashion. Come on, people. Work with me. I mean, they're sexy people. People have faith, too.
I thought it was fine. And quite honestly, I think a lot more people would go to church if Rihanna was the Pope.
Thank you.
I mean, I really do. I think that,
Bishop Riri, wear her bishop hat.
Bishop Riri. Okay. Oh, my God. I die. He's so good.
She was wearing Maison Margiela. It was fabulous.
And I'll tell you.
Just totally amazing.
I mean, if Jared Leto is Jesus Christ, we're all ready to go to heaven.
Exactly.
I mean, when
I mean, I wanted him to come as a little bit more Jesus, right? Okay, so we got Cardi B there. Are we seeing this now?
Yes. They're pulling up the pictures. By the way, everybody's on Facebook Live. We broadcast live every Monday and Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. Say hi to everybody on Facebook. On Sarah Fraser. Share it right now, by the way. Share your
Facebook.
Actually,
maybe I need to share that as well.
You do. With someone who has never watched this show, just boom. Share it on their page. How goddamn annoying is that, right?
Right.
You're just going along in their day, and then you share it on someone else's page.
How
do that.
How can you do that?
You just literally hit share, and then sometimes you can type in someone's name, like a friend of yours. Yeah, absolutely. And just a slight reminder, we're not always safe for work. So even better if you do it for someone that hated the Met Gala because it was sacrilegious and doesn't curse. This is the show for them.
That's the show. I mean, it really is.
Okay, the Olsons were here. I don't even know who the fuck these two are. Two wise bitches is really what they look like. I mean, who,
okay.
Like, what is going on?
What is happening with the faces now? What's going on?
Nobody
it looks like her face
knows.
And neck is melting. And I don't ever like to like come, you know, be negative toward women or anything.
Oh,
but what's
okay.
going on?
Oh, whoops, so I should probably take that advice.
No, but
too.
I mean.
I'm so awful to women and kids. Like, it's
what's happening? They're supposed to be like the Olsen twins. They look like somebody's great grandmama. Like, what is.
I don't know. How did these two ever become fashion icons? I really don't know.
Well, like, they're very fashionable.
When?
The Row is a major brand. Actually, one of my friends that owns a store called Who's Wear here in D.C., The Row is like their top seller. These girls are selling some clothes, and they're pricey.
What is their style? It's producer AJ. What is their? It's just like kind of cloaks and just long boho chic clothes. Is that
no,
what their brand is?
That's their personal style. But The Row is more crossover. I mean, you know, you can get beautiful blouses and skirts, and actually a lot of you know, it's a lot of blacks and grays and whites and nudes. You know, so. But they do really well.
Really?
No,
okay.
Like,
well,
really,
look,
really well.
I take it back. They're billionaires, so what do I know? Clearly, people love their fashion. Here, I have no idea. I mean, oh my God, Madonna, oy.
Madonna's in Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Wow.
Now listen, Madonna feels her best when she's covered in rosaries. I mean, this is what she built a career off
true.
Of, right?
Yes, she did. Yes,
this
she
was
did.
Her night. This was her night. So I'm surprised that a lot of people actually did not like her look in this. But Madonna knows how to work. The religion theme. Come on.
You are the girlfriend. I am going to confession with you, bitch.
Right.
I love
like
it.
Like a virgin.
Ooh.
Touch for the very first time.
You keep going. You're the singer on the show.
Like a virgin. Who is this?
Who in God's name?
I have no idea.
I have never.
Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey.
Why are you pulling her up when there are so many other people? Just skip to the next person.
I mean.
Because she has a sacrilegious outfit. Are you kidding me?
This is Game of Thrones gone wrong. I mean, she has been stabbed multiple times on Game of Thrones, gets back up, somehow finds some crazy ass halo with some bird
I'm
feathers on it.
I'm mad about the lace front. I'm sorry. That
I don't
lace
even
front
know.
Is too thick in the front. What is going on?
I mean, I love it. Look, if I were going to go, I mean, please. I would be like a slutty ass nun. Like, I would have the habit all over
so
my
hoo-ha. So, AJ, what offends you about this outfit, honey?
Yeah, AJ, you
as
found
a
the Met Gala.
She's our resident Catholic.
She is very religious.
Right,
her
yeah.
parents actually have the Catholic. This isn't a joke. Her parents have the Catholic channel on in the house playing 24/7.
There's a Catholic channel?
Yeah.
Wow. EWTN.
EWTN.
What?
I'm not
That's
mad.
What it's called.
Maybe they can be a sponsor.
Oh, not on this show.
Hi, this is Hey Frage and Paul Wharton for EW.
Right.
What is it? E what?
EWTN.
EWTN.
Right.
Today we're going to say our rosary.
We'll
Paul?
Keep your secret if you know you sponsor our show. We won't say. Hey, we won't bring it up. We will not bring it up.
Oh my God. So what bothered you? Yeah, Paul had a great question.
I guess it wasn't to the effect of her. It's more Jared Leto who dressed up as like Jesus pretty much. And we have a picture of him. And then we're going to bring it up.
That's not Jesus.
What is he going to, what is
honey,
he
Honey, he looks
be?
Like Jesus all the time. He's hot Jesus, sweetie. It's
oh my
Gucci,
God.
Sweetie.
I mean, I
It's
could,
Gucci, honey.
I can only hope that's what the afterlife looks like. Holy God.
This man is just so
like
damn
this.
Hot. Oh, but I don't like
I
the
mean,
shoes with that.
It's horrible.
Oh, those Gucci
Why
shoes? Why is
he wearing those shoes with that?
I'd take them. I don't know. Damn.
Yeah, he's a hot piece right
Let
there.
Let me touch your clothes.
Who else we got?
All right.
So that's Gucci.
Who's next?
Who else we got?
We got some Cardi B.
Oh, Cardi B's in Moschino.
Immaculate Conception right there. Oh, my God.
Listen.
This girlfriend, please. She's had more crosses in that cooch than all of us put together.
Hey.
Good for her. I mean,
and
I
look
love
at the
it.
Way it shows off that beautiful baby bump there. And all the embellishments and the jewels and the... It's just stunning. It's
I
just
love
absolutely
it.
Stunning.
This is my question, though. I bet there's a lot of pregnant women or moms watching our Facebook Live. Why do your veins get so, like why do your boobs get
the boobs
so
get
veiny,
veiny huh?
when you're pregnant?
Well,
like,
all that milk is starting to build up.
Is
in that
what it is?
Maybe so.
Wow. Okay, if you could comment on our Facebook, like, why do your boobs get so, like, that's a, I don't know. Those look like, I mean.
Well, you know, other places where things get engorged, it gets a little veiny sometimes. You just go with the flow. Oh, it's too much now. You know, maybe you should produce another podcast. You knew what you were signing up for. Shit.
She always looks great.
Don't
Cardi
judge
B's amazing.
Me. She's fabulous.
Fabulous. She looks great.
She's living her best life. I'm so happy that she's able to experience all this, and pregnancy will not slow you down.
I know.
So, listen, they're all rich. They're fabulous. They had a great time. You know, even if you pay the $30,000 a ticket, you have to be actually signed off by Anna Wintour. $30,000 a ticket, but everybody on that list, you
wow.
have to say, yes, they can come.
That's amazing.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Everybody looked great. I thought everyone looked great. It looked terrific. And it was super fun to watch. I didn't find it offensive, but some people are upset.
I'm not easy. I'm just the wrong person to ask.
Hey, me too. I'm never offended by anything.
Offended by this
like,
shit.
Honestly, I don't even know. Yeah. I'm trying to think of one thing that offends me.
Spit in my face. I mean, I'd fucking kill you. You know what? You know what I mean? Like, if you
anything
ever really
like
want to offend someone,
bitch.
Well, because, you know, you can call a person name, but if you keep your distance, what can I say about that? Hey, you kept your distance.
I
call me a name, but.
Hey, I agree with you, like, 10,000%.
I'm going back to my good life. I don't give a fuck you call me a name. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm still,
I know.
You know?
You're
I'm
still
good.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Now, you're working on your hair care line.
I am. I'm about to launch it. Let me tell you what I'm doing.
What's it? Yeah, tell us what, and what I want to know,
I am
like,
creating my own skinny girl. Okay.
Ooh.
What I mean by skinny girl is not, I'm not creating any margaritas at the moment or any kind of mixed cocktails, even though I thought about it. But I'm creating a brand that's scalable, something that I can afford to start myself, you know, make it successful, then maybe bring in some other investors, and then at a certain point, sell it to a much bigger brand and
love
stay
it.
On as creative director. So I'm doing hair care products. I'm branding a new line of skincare products under the same name.
Paul Wharton Beauty.
No. It's a new name that I haven't revealed to you
oh,
yet.
Oh, okay, got
I'll
it.
I'll reveal to you, you know, after
off
the
air.
Fact. Off air.
Off air.
But it's a whole brand, and it's a line of styling bars, basically. And I'm actually going to have them in airports.
And it, brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. And it's fast styling. It's the same styling that I would get backstage at a TV show, backstage at a runway show. It's fast. It's dry styling. It's finishing makeup. It's getting your best look fast so you can present yourself to the world.
Oh, my God. I love it so much.
So when I was just up at O Magazine, actually was in the Hearst building. And I was like, God, I think there's space in this Hearst building for me. So it's places like that where employees need to look their best, but
mm-hmm.
they don't have a lot of time. And they don't want to spend a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy some of the products and take them home and do the hair and do the makeup. You know, you can buy everything we use on you.
I love this.
Yeah.
And I was asking, like, is it going to be hair care products for, like, white hair, like, curly hair? You said
right.
everything.
It's healthy hair, honey.
Healthy hair.
It's healthy hair. Yeah, it's you know, I'm doing products that are well-suited for curly hair, wavy, beachy looks.
Ooh.
For straight hair, for color-treated hair.
Right.
Chemical-treated hair with... What happened in there? They're having a...
They've turned the lights out in our producer studio.
Okay,
yeah,
really distracting.
Okay.
no,
producer.
But I'm thrilled about it, and you'll be the first to get the products, and you'll all be the first to see them.
Okay,
yeah.
I want to see them. I want to see them for sure. Look, we got a couple of stories that I want to get to.
Talk about it.
And then I want to ask you, you know, I was in Michigan this past weekend, okay? And family affair, it was for a baptism for Dan's nephew. Really great. But there is, I don't want to give like too many details because I don't want to like, in case this person listens, I don't want them to be singled out. But
I'm sure they won't know it's them.
Actually, this person shouldn't be listening because he's 12 years old.
Okay.
But I wanted to ask you, because you've been so good at this over the years, what advice would you give to a 12-year-old who is being bullied? Because there's somebody in Dan's family, he's 12, he's in middle school, he's being bullied, and everybody in the family is trying to give him advice. And essentially, this kid is stealing his lunch every day, intimidating him, kind of calling him names, and he just doesn't know what to do. And the teachers don't seem to be all that engaged. Like, they tell the kid to stop. But I'm sure teachers have, like, a lot of stress, right? So, you know, I love Dan's family. Like, they're hysterical. But one of Dan's brothers has given him the advice that for the bully, he needs to start a rumor that the bully licked a dog's penis for 50 cents. And I think that's a bad idea.
I think it's a
really
pretty bad idea.
Do you?
I think that bully is going to beat the bricks off that little kid. So, no.
Do you think that that's a genius idea?
No.
And that you start, you know, circulating that rumor and then someone makes a little poster. I mean, but I don't know. Do you fight bullying with bullying? That seems kind of... I'm trying to think back of when. See, I deserve to be bullied because I would talk shit. Because I talk shit about everybody. I used to talk shit about so many people, and then they would meet me.
You are the source of a lot of the gossip that I can't. Like, I don't know what happened. Let me call Sarah. Fill me in.
Honest to God, I talk so much shit about everybody. I don't care. Whatever. Like, I'll talk shit to your face. Like, who doesn't gossip? Who doesn't enjoy? Like, I'm not gossiping to bring anyone down.
Why can't the parents of the 12-year-old, have they gone to the school?
They've gone to the school, they've talked to them, but this is what they're saying, is like the teachers, you know, they're out at recess, right? So like they can't watch every single kid all the time. And like they'll stop the interaction sometimes, but they don't, they're not like monitoring it all the time. And so there are just moments where this kid is still bullying the 12-year-old.
And it's one kid doing it?
One kid doing it. So what do you think? What's your advice?
I mean, well, I would take it into my own hands as the parent. I really would. I would get to his parents. If that didn't make a difference, I'd get to the kid.
You would? As an adult, you're going to talk
Hell
to the 12?
Yeah.
Don't you think that's like a bad idea in this day and age? Like, I don't know, the kid might say that you like hit him or
something.
12? 12, yeah, they're in middle school.
I know a couple of 15-year-olds that'll take care of that kid. Shit. You know, a Twix bar and a 50 would take you a long way in that kind of environment.
I mean, if you're watching our Facebook Live, or you can always email sarah@heyfrage.com. But if you have any advice, like, what do you tell a 12-year-old that is being bullied?
Well, when I was being bullied as a young kid, one thing that really helped me is I always knew that that experience, that middle school experience, that high school experience, to me, was always temporary. I always knew I wanted to leave there and go to New York. I always knew there was other things. I had other interests outside of school,
yeah,
which helped me. So any kid that's being bullied, you just have to make sure that you are setting up an environment for that kid where they know that school isn't their entire life. And what those kids at school think about them isn't, you know, the entire value of who they are.
See, I totally agree with you. And I do think to some extent, some bullying does help you, because it's not like it gets better in the workplace,
sure,
or college. Like,
yeah,
there's still cliques. There's still people that like you that don't like you. But I think you do have to stand up to the bully.
Good like, point. Because imagine being an adult and you've never been bullied. And then somebody comes for you as an adult and you're like, wait, what's that?
Well, that's what people always, yeah, talk about millennials being snowflakes. It's like their parents are always stepped in. And I think that's what the parents want, is for this kid to take it, like kind of take the initiative to like, I don't know. Do you think, I mean, the
is
one
the kid
time.
Is like just really slight? Is he like a little skinny little,
yeah,
kid?
Yeah, he's kind of a skinny 12-year-old. Yeah. No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I think he's just, you know,
just
he's
quiet
just a
to
quiet.
Himself?
Yeah. Yeah. And this kid's like a much bigger kid. And, you know.
I mean.
See, I think I would spike his lunch, like with something. Like, I would crush laxatives and let the kid shit his pants at school, because nothing is more. I mean, we all know the kid. We all remember the kid I do that shit his pants at school. And then they called him Hershey Squirts for like the rest of the 4 years.
Hershey Squirts? Oh, my God.
Paul, that's your new name.
You call me Hershey Squirts, you're out of here. Now that's,
wow,
now that's just that.
Oh my God. People are already, Rod, already commenting, by the way, on Facebook. So you can leave a comment right now if you want to say, someone, Alyssa said, pick up a brick. Well, there's some advice for the kid. You can pick.
But you do have to dust it up with the bully sometimes.
I think you got to dust it up too.
I mean, you got to. Kick him in the shin.
The bully licking the dog's penis for 50 cents is hysterical, but a horrible idea. Renee says the same thing. Really bad idea. Okay, well.
Bad idea.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm between that, and I definitely would spike the food with laxatives. Absolutely. I love watching people shit themselves.
You know,
it's like such a moment. Like, they're so vulnerable, they can't control it.
Other than going to jail, it sounds great. I mean, you know, everything right up into that.
Hey, what do you think about this? Do you think that we should offer Matt Lauer a job here? Because NBC released its investigation. Oh, you're like, absolutely not. NBC has released their investigation into Today Show host Matt Lauer's history of workplace harassment. This just dropped this morning, concluding that there is no evidence that any senior executives at the network were aware of complaints about Lauer until last November, when he was let go. The findings were based on interviews with 70 current and former employees, the company says. First of all, I never believe like NBC investigating NBC. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. I don't
believe
that.
Doesn't mean that nothing happened just because the senior executives are saying that they weren't in the know. Of course, they're probably all saying that because they've all got some shit to hide. And the other thing is, that reminds me of the...
Matt, I rescind that offer. You're not coming here.
You can't come here.
Absolutely not. Because three other women have also made allegations against Lauer.
But Ryan Seacrest... They did an internal investigation on him, right? Was that a Fox? Was that an ABC? I mean, who did that?
Yeah,
Fox?
It was E! News. No, E! News, but I think they're owned by NBC as well.
Okay, and then they said, oh, he's clear.
Yeah, they... So, I know, but do you ever believe...
Can you imagine
like
the E-Police? Who the fuck are you? What you gonna do, E-Police?
I know.
You know what I mean?
Matt Lauer has been included... accused of inappropriate sexual behavior on multiple counts. The Washington Post also reported last month that Lauer's former Today co-host Ann Curry said that she approached two members of NBC's management team in 2012 after an NBC female staffer told her that she was sexually harassed physically by Lauer. But we were talking about this. Do you think Lauer, Charlie Rose too, is trying to make a comeback now? Do you think any of these guys can ever make comebacks?
Maybe I should develop a show with all of these guys on one show. Oh, who could I sell that to? Goodness gracious. Now we're talking.
I mean, you know, do you think maybe it's time for all of them
to kind of go their own way and make room for a new group of people to come in and take those spots. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
These people kill me having like 16 jobs and they're running from one job to the next. I mean, let some new people get some of the piece of the action.
I don't think that they should. Charlie Rose is nearly dead. Like, goodbye. Sail off into the sunset. You know, you were a great reporter. You're clearly a lech. I mean, the dude was always chasing around women with a little boner. Like, get the fuck out of here.
A little boner?
Lauer sounds like a complete insecure asshole. The only person that defends him is Katie Couric. The only person. You hear nothing. Al Roker, none of them. I mean, Savannah Guthrie.
I should have asked Tamron about what she felt about him.
You're dear friends with Tamron Hall.
I wouldn't have told, though.
Oh.
She was so kind. I was in New York, I told you, you know, the other week, and she was up on stage and she was talking about the media and her friends in media. And she actually shouted me out on stage at this Housing Works gala.
She did?
Like Bevy Smith and Paul Wharton. And I was like, that's my friend. I love you, Tamron. It was great. It was great. I'm loving New York a lot more and more. I've got to stay true to you. I've got to tell you, you better pick it up a little bit down here. Show me you love me, kid. Show me you love me.
I will. I'm almost showing you my crotch, but in the meantime, let me pull that down. All right. You can't go to New York. I tell you this all the time. I know you're going to run away with like some rich man, and then we're going to only have you like for 10 minutes via Skype, and then you're going to be like,
bye-bye.
You are
so funny. If I was going to run away with a rich man, I would have done it already. I'm trying to do this shit on my own.
Well, you are, because the twink has become the sugar daddy.
That's it. I got responsibilities.
I know, you really do. You can't leave us yet.
It's so crazy.
What?
It's just crazy. I just had a flash of me going out to a bar, and I'm like, I remember the days I go to a bar, and I wouldn't even have to take my wallet. I mean, now, it's kind of like,
everyone expects you to buy, honey. You're the baller.
What the fuck?
How do I do that?
You got to pay the cost to be the boss.
I always bring my wallet.
And do what with
well,
it?
Well, AJ, you're doing the wrong. Yeah, why are you bringing your wallet?
I open it up and take out my card, which I know is going to get declined.
When you're with who?
I'm like, try it again.
When you're with your friends?
Yeah, I do that too.
Well, you're not the boss yet.
I want a guy to buy me drinks. How do I do it?
Oh, wait, girls. Okay, wait a minute. You don't know how to go out to a bar and get some drinks bought for you?
Unless I look like I'm belligerently drunk. Ain't nobody buying my drinks.
But that's because you don't talk to nobody. You funny acting. Let me tell you about yourself. No, she's got all this personality.
She's funny as shit.
She'd be out there, I don't know. Where are you going? I'm here already. I'm waiting outside. Bitch, go inside and let the people see you.
Oh, good point. Yeah, get
in there.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
I agree.
Any ladies, if you're meeting somebody out at a bar and you get there early, ding, 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 jackpot, go in early.
Work that bar.
The lay of the land.
Yes.
Sit down. Prop them girls up. You know, say I'm going to start with a sparkling water and then let the drinks cometh.
Okay, my chest looks like my back, but sure. Like, then I just got to get my nipples hard so they can, like, feel, like, the difference.
But what is this with people when you meet them out and they're, like, freaked out if you're, like, 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late? I'm just like, that is the best time for me to have a moment to myself.
Who freaks out if you're 10 minutes late?
Oh, people do all the time.
Really?
I love when people are late. I can talk to people at the bar.
Yeah, you're so.
And I've got a backup plan coming.
But not everybody is as outgoing as you are. I think that's the one. Like, they have social anxiety. So they go, they got to sit at the bar by themselves. They got to get the I think for people, that's like a big issue. Not for us. I'm with you. Like, I love going to a bar now,
a restaurant
by myself.
I'd love to know from our listeners and viewers, like, what is it that scares them about that? Like, lately, I mean, last week I had a friend I met, and she was waiting outside for me. And I was just like, I looked at her, and she was like, what are you mad at? I'm like, bitch, this is a fabulous bar. Carry your ass to the inside. I'm not fucking you tonight. I mean, I'm not the one. I'll pay for your drinks, but, you know, help a brother out. You could have been in there.
Oh, my
God. Work in the room.
I agree. I love going places now by myself. I'm a huge flirt. This is why, I mean, but I tell you, you know, I'm a major whore, so I got to go to bed. I got to go home at 8 because otherwise I fall on way
you
too many penises.
You and this day drinking is just too much.
Oh, I love day drinking now. I'm drinking more than ever.
You really
are. That's what Dan says. Dan's been monitoring my drinks. Like the other night, like I think I had like, I never usually drink during the week, but the past couple of weeks have been very stressful. You know, I went viral for all the wrong reasons. Then I'm trying to get this TV show pilot together. That's like a ton more work than I anticipated. Our own business.
By the way, I'm showing off my Mervis diamonds.
Oh, we got to talk Mervis diamond. Okay. Anyway, but yeah, he's like,
Not on purpose. I'm just, I drink like this. Diamonds up.
I drink with my pinky up. Anyway. No, he's been counting my drinks.
Oh, God.
I'm like, really? Are we really there? Like, do you care?
Wow.
Well, whatever.
Okay, I have a Renzo update.
You do?
Before we get to the next story.
Okay, then we'll talk Mervis and we'll talk Casper
Mattress.
I want to
talk Mervis and I want to talk Casper.
Okay, let's talk Renzo update.
Quick Renzo update. Okay. He's retired. Okay, for all of y'all that know, this is my friend in Brussels and Rome, okay? So I'll see him again this summer. But before I go to Paris, which I'm going to this summer, London, and all my big Italian trip in Brussels, I'm going to see Michael in Ireland. So there will be an update on that. I have my ticket. I'll tell you if I make my flight. Okay. Renzo is retiring on June 9th.
Okay.
Now, what does that mean? What it means to me is he sent me these images. I tell you about this, him at the country house and all this, the bonfire and all this stuff.
Yeah, and wait, was that when you saw like the pictures, like he has all these cats and then he's put on some weight himself?
Yeah, and I'm like, well, who cleans up?
Like, yeah.
That concerned me.
Right, because he like doesn't really have staff, right?
That was like a worry for you. Care of the land. I'm not leaving the United States of America to go work the country home of some, you know, guy from Brussels by way of Italy, and I'm up stuck in the damn country. I got to do my own dishes.
Oh, my God.
Fuck that.
I would love it so much if you went there and then he just expected you to do all the housework. That would be amazing.
No, and you know he's real funny acting about, like, money stuff, like, in terms of me asking about stuff. So I had to go all around. So, beautiful brush fire. What do you do with all the leaves when they blow? You know, like, all that shit. Who cleans the motherfucker up? Okay, because that can't be me.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Well, June 9th, honey. It's over for him. His schedule is wide open.
June 9th, you're going to find out who cleans it, because you're going there.
No. Well, June 9th, I'm actually hosting the premiere. My friend Sidra Smith is doing her new web series, A Love Tale. It's going to be fabulous. Check it out. There's a movie online at Amazon. But I'm hosting that in New York on June 9th. But June 9th is the day he retires, and he's like, I'm wide open. What are we doing?
Wow. So are you going to give this a go? Like, are you going to try to make this work? If he has staff in that house, are you going to try to give it a go?
Even with the staff, I'm unsure.
People are loving this, by the way. S. Trujillo Valida has given you tons of smiley faces. Renee is like, yes, Paul, yes.
Your brother loves me. Thank you, Seth.
Yes. Look, Mervis Diamond is a sponsor of the podcast. We absolutely love them. If you're in the market for a push gift for your significant other, maybe she just gave you the most gorgeous baby of your lifetime, she deserves a pair of diamond stud earrings or a tennis bracelet. I mean, don't be cheap. Get her something great. Or in Paul's case, maybe you just want to love and marry yourself. That's why he's wearing these amazing diamond band pinky rings, which that is when you know that you are bougie as hell, as when you can afford diamond pinky rings. Like, you think, like, you know when you've made it, when you're just rocking rings on your pinkies that are real diamonds. Or, of course, they are known for their fabulous engagement rings. They have all kinds of brands. Viraggio. Everybody that you can imagine under the sun. Go to MervisDiamond.com or check out their three locations. They've got one in Rockville, Maryland, Tyson's Corner, downtown K Street. We love them.
And we're talking love wins, actually.
Yes.
Hashtag get wed with Mervis. Pride is coming up, and we're going to have a special Mervis event to announce soon. It's going to be exciting.
Can't wait. And then Casper Mattress. They are an awesome sponsor of the Hey Frage podcast. Casper products are cleverly designed to mimic human curves, providing supportive comfort for all kinds of bodies. Who needs a mattress that's watching?
I need a mattress.
And listening. You need one at home. You need something great. Who wants to be rolling around by themselves? You need stability. You can't be like inviting someone over for a hookup and then they're feeling the springs of your bed.
It's so important.
It's time for a new mattress. Yeah. Casper offers two other mattresses, the Wave and the Essential, with over 20,000 reviews and an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google. Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress. Breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulate your body temperature throughout the night. They've got affordable prices. That is the best part, because Casper cuts out the middleman and sells directly to you, delivered right to your door with a small box. Like, how do they do that? Boom! And then it's easy for you to get it upstairs. Free shipping and returns in the U.S. and Canada. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. That's it. And you just go
I may take them up on it. Maybe I'll buy one, actually. I need a new mattress.
Casper.com/HeyFrage. Yeah. Use the promo code HeyFrage. You get $50 off.
I'm giving that thing a workout.
Boom!
Okay.
Paul, how do you feel feel about this? Chelsea Handler was just speaking recently at a conference. She says that it was not men who held her back in her career, but it was other successful women. Do you believe this?
Well, I mean, she was screwing the head of E! I mean, really, that was her boyfriend when she got her show. So, course, he wasn't holding her back.
She was at Bloomberg's Business Equality Summit. It's not because women are naturally competitive with each other, she claims. It's a learned behavior. We are taught that if one of us succeeds, others can't. You think that's true for just women?
So she's saying that, but what about what happened with her and Heather McDonald? Because it seemed to me that Chelsea was trying to step in and kind of, you know, disrupt Heather's thing, right?
Well, Heather basically came out and said that working for Chelsea was like, you know, you were living on eggshells, that you were always trying to live up to her expectations. It was very, very stressful, that she was a difficult boss, essentially. Then
right.
Heather said that she basically felt a ton of backlash from Hollywood and sort of, you know, had to kind of, I think, take that comment back. So I don't know. Not a lot has come out
Chelsea
about.
So Chelsea pressed her out. She's
you
trying
know,
to hold her back.
That's a good point.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
You think that's true?
Sarah, let me ask you something. If you succeed, if you're succeeding, obviously, as Chelsea is, she's now on Netflix, she's got all these shows and all this stuff. I don't know how great they are, but I think she's pretty talented. She's obviously crazy rich and successful. So if you succeed, should you really be looking back and saying, you know what? Women never did me right. I mean, isn't that like, who the fuck cares?
You already made it. That's a good point. You've just absolutely destroyed that entire story. Yeah, you're right.
What about the people that really got held back? How about this? Show up black. Start there and then see how much harder you got to go.
Oh, good point. Yeah, that was a major complaint that she had. You're right. Okay,
girl,
well, you just absolutely killed that story.
I
am so inspired by this Zimbabwean, you've probably seen this Zimbabwean bride who got her arm bitten off by a crocodile that, like, leapt up into the boat, bites off her arm, drags her in the water. She's able to come to the surface of the water. Her fiancé saves her, loses an arm, goes on to get married. Is this girl not, like,
okay,
bad-ass?
I'm going to need to see the wedding picture up here, please.
They're going to pull that up. They were married this past Saturday after the bride was attacked by the crocodile that ripped off her right arm. Zanella is her name. She's 25 years old, and she married her husband, Jamie Foxx. I love Jamie Foxx. It's not that one. Here she is. She's gorgeous. Look. The arm is patched. The arm is patched. Is this not like...
I'm speechless. I'm absolutely...
Can you imagine? How do you go on?
Speechless.
But they were so in love that he was like, you know what? I still want to get married. They got married in the chapel in the hospital.
Oh, I would still marry the person that I really, really, truly loved. However, mentally,
how are
you
there? That woman is a strong woman.
I would have to be. She really wanted to marry that man. She really wanted to marry him because mentally, this does a number on you and it hasn't been dealt with even yet. God, how can she be smiling at her? Woo. That's major. But she lived.
She says that the biggest gift through this whole thing was, I have the best husband in the world. He's wonderful. Jamie says that while he saw her being pulled under, he was just like praying. Oh, my God. And then he was able to help her back into the boat. He swam over to where she was struggling with the crocodile that was trying to pull her to the bottom of the river, grabbed her by the waist. With the other hand, he rained blows upon the crocodile. And then the crocodile swam off, gets her to shore, helicopter lifted. Can you imagine?
Wow.
What is the chances? What are the chances?
Wow, this is amazing. I mean, my mind is blown by it, but I'll tell you, it's really interesting as a single person, you know, to see true love like this, because I was watching a news story the other day. It came on the news, and they had a woman they were profiling, and the woman had so many issues. She had, like, you know, she needed a kidney. And, you know, it's like everything was going wrong with the woman. Everything. She was homeless. It was like there were so many things wrong.
Oh.
And somebody, like, donated something. And then she says, oh, and just in time for me to marry my fiance. The
fuck? But you were like, they don't have
it. Wait a minute. Bet you need a kidney. You ain't got no house. Your fucking roots ain't been done since heck was a pup. And I'm over here by myself watching this story from my very plush bed from Restoration Hardware with my good sheets. And I'm watching.
You're too picky, though.
You know, kidney good, everything good. I'm just like, well, okay, some shit's just not meant for me. I mean, God bless you. Love is love, people.
Oh, my God.
Love is love.
Love is love. I mean, but you could be with so many men. So many men want to marry you.
I just keep drinking with my... Is it the pinky ring that's throwing people off?
No, they love it. They love it.
Everybody's not. Everybody's shaking their head over there in the booth. Mm-hmm.
No, this won't surprise you. 1 in 4 couples say that they are now sleeping by themselves to have more energy.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this has been a trend for a long time that couples sleep in separate bedrooms.
I would do this.
Snoring.
I would do this.
You know, sleep apnea. Someone's up. You would. When you were with someone, dating somebody, were you guys sleeping in the same bed?
Yeah, but I don't prefer that.
Really?
I like my little, okay.
Even when you're first starting dating, this is like a, this is a story where they're talking about
not all
couples.
Night long. This is what I'd like to do. I would like to handle our business, whatever that means. And then I'll, what I normally say is, I like to cuddle with you for about 20 minutes.
20?
Because I want to set the expectation, like, don't fall asleep clamming me all up. Because I need some air and some wind and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? I need to be cool.
Okay.
Collected. And I need to put like a pillow between my knees.
That's I need that too. I do love the pillow between
cool,
my knees. Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
So then I go to my side. But, you know, sometimes, like, I turn around a lot at night. Like, I'm back, right, stomach, left, back, right. Like,
this is like a dance video.
I'm like that. And it makes me, you know, when somebody else is there, I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to wake this person up. Or I want to get up and have me some water. You know, whatever.
Oh, well.
I love that.
More people say that they're sleeping apart so they can have great energy in the morning.
Yeah.
They're more well-rested. I just feel like, I don't know. I mean, maybe Dan's such like a quiet sleeper. You know, I mean, probably now because he doesn't weigh anything. You know, it's hard for him to stay alive. So it's just like, you can't really
move. You need
move
to stay there so you can monitor his breathing.
Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you something. As somebody that's been sleeping with a person for a long time and in a couple, like, do you pass gas with him in the bed?
Okay, see, this is a problem. We don't really fart in front of each other.
Okay.
And I read all these stories obsessively about couples that make it. Like, I'm always like, the ones that are like on bustle.com, 5 ways to stay married. And it's like, fart in front of your partner and then like tell them your deepest secrets. And like, we don't fart in front of each other.
Yeah.
And that like bothers me. Like, I want to know.
That bothers you.
And yeah, I think that we need to start farting in front of each other to like,
that's,
you know,
a lot of retention that you do there. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's probably why you can't get a good night's sleep.
Oh, because we're not letting out the gas?
You need your own room.
Sometimes he farts, but like it's like we don't,
and
you
then
know.
And then he sits there embarrassed for an hour. Did she hear it? Maybe she sleep.
No, the next morning I'm like, babe, I heard you farting. Like, you farted in front of me. I'm like, babe, why don't you just root toot away?
And oh,
like,
my God.
But I will say, since we both
You strike me as a farter, though. I know you want to let it out. You got to. You strike me as somebody that likes to rip a good one.
I burp,
oh, you burp
way
a lot?
More. I burp way more than I do fart. Because what's interesting is, like, since we eat less meat and we're on this vegan diet, we, like, fart less. But I'm really worried. Like, now I want to intentionally start farting in front of him so our relationship will last.
Yeah.
Do you think that's, like,
well,
acceptable?
Well, I get a lot of colon hydrotherapy, so I don't have a lot of gas in, you know, because it kind of
like sucks out the gas.
It pulls all the pockets and all that crazy shit out, because the water goes up in there and it goes in the little gas pockets and then all that comes out. So it makes you fart less. So really, like,
ooh.
I'm not like a big farter. I mean, I'm not saying that I never would fart, but it's just not, I'm not super gassy. However, I have slept with a few people and in the middle
they
of
fart
night,
all night,
it's like, and I'm like, okay. This is a problem for me.
I would love to fart in Paul Wharton's bed. That
this
be
is
like
what
a
I look
content
like on the other side.
Paul is making this face. His eyes are like watering. They're really large. He's like scared as hell. Oh my God. His lips are like crinkling up.
Oh my God. And I've got to get over that. So that's why I really want to know. Maybe to make something work, you just got to let it rip.
I think you got to let it rip. I think you got to let it rip. You got to let it all hang out.
Let it all hang out.
Yes. What else do I? Yeah. Okay. We'll work through that. All right. One more story before we do. Paul reacts, and we have Tinder profiles to read. It is Wednesday, so we often read funny Tinder profiles that we find on the internet. Millions of more people are now watching videos of women whispering, eating crab legs, and people doing homework. Paul, are you into this at all? Autonomous sensory meridian response, or ASMR, are some of the fastest growing videos on YouTube, according to a Vox.com article. Whispering to elaborate sci-fi role plays, as well as developing storylines about time travel and demons, now has millions of people cashing in. ASMR is the term for the sensation people get when they watch stimulating videos or take part in other activities, usually ones that involve personal attention. Many people describe the feeling as tingles when they hear somebody eat. So one of the big ones is watching people eat and suck on crab legs.
People like that?
People like this. Like, this, like, relaxes them. I don't know. Can we hear?
This makes me hungry.
Can we hear this woman? Oh, my God. This woman, Bee Loves Life.
What the hell?
So Bee Loves Life has 386,000 YouTube subscribers. All she does is eat mounds of crab legs. She dips them into sauces. And then
first of all,
you listen to her suck on the legs.
Makes your cholesterol go through the roof. This is a black woman. You have responsibility, black woman. What's wrong with you? What'd your mama tell you? All that butter and all that fucking crab meat.
She has like she's cashing in.
I guess y'all want to see some. I just did one with a few of my subscribers, but I guess y'all want to see them
people love it.
This is what people love.
She's making millions of dollars a year.
That's what the request is.
She's eating 24 king crab legs, lobster, scallops, and tiger shrimp.
Okay.
Here you go.
Oh, damn. Well, that does look kind of good. Ooh. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Suck it, girl. Oh, fucking, you got braces, too. Damn. Yeah. Bitch, you living. Damn. That bitch is living her life. What? Get some lemon on that mother. Shit. Okay, I'm subscribing. What's the subscription cost? I'm going to give her
$5.
Bee Loves
Life. Damn.
Well,
she's got the commercials popping up.
She's got some nice butter.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh, that thing was juicy.
No.
Oh, shit. Oh, put some Old Bay on it. Oh, shit.
Oh.
You know what?
How is this relaxing?
I would eat a weed cookie and watch the fuck out of this.
Much fun with this lemon.
Go ahead. What happened? Suck the shit out that damn.
Oh, my God.
Bitch better eat a crab leg. That is really fascinating.
I have died.
You know what? I wasn't a fan before. I'm considering liking this now.
I don't know what it is, but the lemon must be right on top of the crab.
I'm going to get me some crab legs right now. You know where I'm going? I'm going to Brasserie Beck. When I leave here, anybody want to meet me in D.C.?
Go
to Brasserie Beck. I'm going there, and I'm getting
only if you suck on them legs like that.
I'm gonna make a video.
What?
Okay,
in
now
the
I'm wrapping up though. I'm getting ready to move on. Oh shit! The slurpings. The slurpage.
I can't. People love this. Fastest growing videos on YouTube right now are ASMR.
Okay.
Where people get relaxed, get excited, get off, whatever you want to do by listening to people suck.
So do you just hashtag ASMR or you put all this shit?
Yeah,
seafood boil, king crab legs.
Yeah, and then you hashtag ASMR.
I'm doing
ASMR.
One today.
Really? Oh my God, you'd be
I'll
so
go to
good.
Brasserie Beck, I'll do it.
What would you do? Eat food or would you whisper?
No, I'm gonna do all that crab
boring.
Legs. Oh, they like you to whisper?
Hide, you're crazy. Yes, they like you to whisper.
Hide, you're crazy. You know you're crazy.
Hide. You're crazy.
You don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
You know you're crazy. It's Paul Wharton's song, huh?
It's my song.
All right. We also do this segment before we do Tinder. It's called Paul Reacts. We play a video that Paul has never seen on the internet, mostly because
I need more wine.
Okay. Get him another splash.
I need
absolutely.
A splash.
We got to bring in these giant crab legs so we can suck them and do an ASMR thing right here. Would you die?
I love it. I want some today.
Okay. You do?
I do. I'm having
So here we go. Paul, I want you to... This woman is an Australian woman. She's doing a fundraiser, so we can't totally shit on her. But she recently apparently broke the record for the most number of burpees in 60 minutes, okay?
Wow.
So she does, like, I think it's 1,465, okay? But just describe to us what she's doing and if you consider this a burpee, because this video has the internet
real upset. I thought you had to go
upset.
Way down, right? Don't you have to go down further than that? That's what makes it so hard? Or that's it?
I don't know how the hell Guinness Book of World Records,
okay,
because
so
they were there.
Okay, so she's jumping.
She's not even doing a burpee.
She's taking a little hop, and then her feet are jumping back a bit. But the whole thing that makes a burpee so challenging is you really go down into like a push-up position,
yes.
Right?
Yes, I'll do one right now.
You've got to
like jump. You keep narrating.
Yeah, okay. So Sarah's pushing the chair back. Okay, I feel like, okay, she's up and then she's down. Push up. Yeah, now she's back up. Wow,
oh,
you're
feet.
Athletic.
My
Keeping feet. Up with that little wave is really doing really a lot for you. Look at that. Wow, not bad,
isn't
Sarah.
Isn't that what you're supposed
That's
to
what
do?
You're supposed to do. She didn't go down far Thank enough. You. That doesn't count. No, that doesn't. Good job, Sarah.
Thanks, hon.
Get your workout in.
God, I'm way too out of breath. I mean, oh my God, I sound like I've been eating like
18. Go on over there to Brasserie Beck with me and get some ASMR. And all you can do is whisper now because you can't breathe.
I just did three.
They got the whispering down.
And now I'm screwed.
That's all she can do.
Okay, if you're watching, by the way, tell us if you think that that was a burpee. Broke the record.
You know, I mean,
bitch,
you really did it. You really did it.
Yeah, those are real burpees. You can't just do like a little hop.
Yo, let me ask you something.
Yes,
what's making you happy right now in your life? What's really making you happy right
this
now?
This show. Like,
I want to know.
In, you know what? You know what's really making me happy is reflection.
Yeah.
Okay? So recently in my life, I don't know why, I've just been doing like a lot of reflecting on like my career and like where I've come, like how far I've come. And that makes me so happy. And you know what else makes me really happy?
What?
Is letting go of like past like dislikes or hates. And you know, just like I've had a couple of work situations too, like outside of the podcast, where I've really stood up for myself and stood by what I believed in. And that is so empowering.
Absolutely.
And you know what? It makes me think like, oh my God, I wish I'd done this years ago.
Okay.
It really does. Yeah. I'm feeling like just so good about it.
That sounds fantastic. You seem like great in your relationship. I mean, work is
moving
forward.
You know, I mean, I love Dan to death, but one day we're hot, one day we're cold. You know, he doesn't give me enough emotional. I need like way more emotional.
But you're always hot
reaction.
With yourself, which is important.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But you dig yourself, don't you?
Yes.
And
oh,
that's
my God.
Okay.
I love my life. Like, how can it's just like so good. I say to God like every night, I'm like, this is amazing. I mean, just keep it coming.
Keep
the blessings coming.
Keep it flowing.
Yeah, keep it flowing. Like, I'm just like so, yeah. I want this for everyone because I think people get so down on themselves. And it's like, I think just lower your expectations.
Or get into reinvention.
Reinvent
yourself. You know, a lot of people feel stuck. What do you do? I'm a painter. What do you do? I'm an accountant. I'm a this, I'm a that. Motherfucker. You can be 10 You can be 15 things. What do I do? I don't do I am.
And you know, you and I talk about this. I want to know what's making you happy. But you got to be happy within yourself. Like I'm trying to just be like, you know what? And doing other stuff for other people.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to figure out ways I can do stuff for other people that I don't have to be like on here like, oh, hey, I donated to this or whatever. Just like helping other people
That's
out.
That's interesting that you say that because I was asked by... our girl Race over at Fox 5.
Yes!
Because the Mother's Day thing.
I know, you have a wonderful mother. Yep.
I have a great mom. And she was saying, you know, what is a habit that you picked up from your mom that you still do? And I said, one thing I remember about my mom and I really respect from being a child is I remember her helping people without them having to be specific about what they needed. You know, people that were in our lives, and if they needed something, she would just do it. And I think that that's something that I picked up as an adult because, shit, it's a hard way to go. You got to break down, well, what had happened was, you know, a lot of people get some kind of weird enjoyment off of other people really telling them all their shameful shit or when they really need help. Motherfucker, don't make a person go through all that.
Right.
The one thing that I love, and it's not money I'm just talking about, you know, it's being there for that person.
Yeah.
Helping them without them having to come out and just say, specifically, I need this kind of support. I need emotional support here. I need a little financial support here.
Yeah.
I need to know that somebody gives a shit about me and sees me and hears me. And so that's what's making me happy is being an adult and realizing that I have that compassion for people.
Yeah, you really do. You're very generous. And people I don't think even know that about you because you don't even put that
side
out.
Well, I play up all this, you know, my creams and potions and my, you know, because that's a business, you know.
Right.
But, and I have to be a self-promoter because I have to sell books and I have to keep the lights on.
Right.
You know, like I have to do what I do to make it happen for myself because I've never been the type of person to wait for the phone to ring. People, the phone will stop ringing.
I know, I love it. That's great advice because it really does.
And the best thing you can do is what we're doing here.
Reinvent.
You're producing.
Keep inventing.
Hey, phrase. You know, I'm here being a personality, doing my thing.
Have your own thing, too, is really important.
Have your own thing.
And I think, too, people have to stop looking. Okay, look, we work in media, which is a very fickle business. At least in media, the days of, like, you working for a network and them grooming you and moving you up, that doesn't exist anymore.
Sure.
Like, you have to go create it, and then they want it.
Absolutely.
You know, but I think a lot of times, I think for people that we know in our business get very unhappy because they believed for many years, and for many years, networks did kind of groom and help talent, but that's not what they do anymore. So I think knowing your industry, too, is really important, because don't put a lot of stock in other people in the sense of like helping control the destiny of your career.
Absolutely. And if one person fires you, make sure that there are other streams of income, that you have other interests, or the bottom line is know how to run your job without working for the man.
Yes,
so if
exactly.
you work somewhere, know how all that shit works. So if one day you turn up and you don't have that gig, you can still go on.
Yeah, it's so true.
The lights stay on.
The lights stay
on. And that what?
And I love, you know, one story that I know about you is like when we were over at our old podcast studio over at Pacers Running, you know, a guy was walking by, saw you, came in and, you know, just had this most heartfelt story. And he was like, I'm so grateful for you. Like a couple years ago, you saw me on the street or I was just really down and you bought me a whole bunch of groceries. And I thought, you know, that really is who Paul Wharton is. Like you are a person that is really there for a lot of people. And I don't think the general population or public or listeners or viewers know that about you.
Well, that warms my heart. And I remember that man, he said he had just lost his wife.
Yes.
And I didn't even know that, but I am kind of a bit of a lingerer in the grocery store because, and I know people think, this is pervert, but I'm really, I don't get off, you know, doing it. But I just like to be in the grocery store. Like it's the Safeway on, you ever need some groceries, come to the Safeway on 4th and like New York Avenue. I'm always over there like, hey, how's your day going? You sure you got everything you need? There's a sale on Frosted Flakes. Let's get some. You know, they're like, what the fuck are you doing?
Paul, I thought you go to Whole Foods. What is this Safeway?
I do, but the people in Whole Foods don't really need help. Do you know what I mean?
So you go to the Humanities.
He's got
to
go to other grocery stores.
I swing
stores,
by the Safeway and, you know, load the carts up a little bit. That's look, I'm no J-Lo, but I can get you a box of Frosted Flakes and some milk and eggs.
Sometimes that's all people need.
You know what I mean?
We're closing out the show with Tinder, which are the funny Tinder profiles that we find all over the internet. And hopefully you enjoy. If you ever have any of them, you can always send them to us, sarah@heyfrage.com. You can follow Paul Wharton on Instagram. It's Paul Wharton Style.
Paul Wharton Style on Instagram and Paul Wharton on Twitter. And my website is paulwhartonstyle.com.
Love it. Or you can follow Hey Frage. This is Walter 36, and he's mooning Tinder right now
nice
in his
ass.
Profile. He does have a good ass.
If that's him.
Ooh, damn. Scholar, humanitarian, contemporary poet, modern citizen, equestrian, and spokesman for humanity. I love traveling and new experiences. Mm. I hate selfies and the monumental waste of time that is watching football.
Wow.
I love how people say, I like to laugh on their profiles. No shit. Who does it?
Ooh.
I think I'll swipe right for her. After all, she likes to laugh. 6'2", if you're wondering.
He's hot. What are some of his other pictures? Oh, no. Oh, she just pulled this. So that's not really him.
Oh, my God. He's cute, though. Oof. If you're watching our Facebook, or if you missed the Facebook, you can always find it on YouTube.
What's the deal with people on Tinder always putting their height up?
Because people want to know. Height is a big thing.
Like
a lot of men, a lot of women have height requirements.
Do they want to know weight or just the height?
It seems like they want to know height more because they see your weight supposedly in the pictures, if you're being truthful.
I did a segment last week on Fox 5 where I talked about online dating profiles and how to make it pop. And one thing that people really wanted to see, they were a little weary about people that just posted the tight selfie. They want to know what that body's giving.
Oh,
like, give me a full length shot, people. Nope.
Do you think you have to? You got.
They want you to. The people that did got a lot more likes, got a lot more swipes.
Okay. I mean, I guess it is. I got to say, you know, I've shown up to blind dates and stuff, and the person's like not exactly what you're anticipating. And it does kind of throw you off a little bit for like the first
time. I'd like
to go
on a blind date.
Really?
There are no blind dates anymore. These aren't blind dates because you get to see everything.
You get to see everybody.
But why don't friends hook other friends up with dates?
I'm trying to think. I want you to date my gay uncle, but I'm waiting for, you know, my other uncle to die. And then I want to hook you up because he's rich, too. So they're like, But then that's the person I want to hook you up with. I think you and George would be like amazing because he's a decorator, too.
Can we just be friends?
You'd be like the new Will Thomas. It'd be like amazing. Okay, that's a real limited reference.
That is so funny. I love you, Will.
I do too. I love Will. I was stalking his Facebook recently. Ashley, 25, is a European wax center waxer. Would you like to find someone special so we can rush into getting married and have a couple of children who turn out to be awful little brats that drain our bank accounts as we slowly resent each other? you develop a gambling problem. I hit the bottle. Then I poison you over time so no one is suspicious and I can collect your life insurance. But right before you finally die a miserable slow death, I whisper in your ear, you should have swiped left. I remarry your rich cousin. No vegans.
That bitch is pretty fly. I love it. Because that's what we were all thinking, right?
I mean, really, that is. Like, a lot of days when you're in relationships, you're like, all right, just got to get through to the life
insurance.
She
is speaking the truth and putting it all out there. And you know what?
We love you.
Okay, Ashley. Ashley. We like you. We ain't swiping right on you, girl.
We're not mad at you, girlfriend.
We're very amused by this.
So good. We have one last one. Mm-hmm. This guy is a real... Panjit is 19. I'm a vegetarian, but I'll still eat your ass.
Now, that would have been great if it's like, I'm a vegetarian, but I'll still eat your dick.
Yeah, I mean, Panji, we appreciate that. You know what? Someone send that to DJ Khaled, who needs to learn how.
Exactly, right?
I mean, yes. Paul, you're amazing.
I love it.
I love you so much, kid. Please don't hide your crazy
Thanks
too much.
Thanks for the therapy session up in here.
Oh, my God. Love you. Buy a Casper mattress.
You know
Use
what?
The promo code HeyFridge.
We need some. And you know, we'll come over and roll around with them.
Yes, and we are having a royal wedding watch party May 19th, 10 a.m. at Podcast Village. We're going to serve Prosecco, cupcakes. I'm going to dress up as the Queen Mother. Paul's going to be Prince Harry.
Okay, I'll do it. Whatever.
We'll be here. Look for more details on @HeyFridge, the website HeyFridge.com, or my social media pages.
Yeah.
HeyFridge. All right, honey.
Love it. Check out Mervis this weekend.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.